Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
The FM 89.3, you're here with Elliot Danko, Manisha Tank and Alvin Lee from IG, who's standing in for Ryan Huang, who must be enjoying his extended break. Oh, I trust he is. Now it's time for the bigger picture. And I think it's all about this story, a stock that you've never heard of that suddenly became headlines.
Yeah, we're talking about GameStop, you know, and really, it's a very interesting situation with regard to that stock. It really points out, and you pointed this out early on, Alvin, the narrative that people have money to spend.
Yep.
And they're looking for ways to spend it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and central banks will keep it flowing too.
Yeah. Run us through some of the issues that we're going to be looking at today, especially with what Manisha brought up, central banks, the Fed policy.
Issues we face today, I think, would be how the US SEC responds mm-hmm. to such, you know, speculative or unnatural activities in the stock market.
Mm.
They might introduce some policies or, you know, clamping down on social media to prevent such instances from happening again, especially for other counters.
Yeah, social media is going to have to start answering some questions all day. Well, I'll tell you what, let's get into the bigger picture. Alvin Lee from IG will be speaking with Shane Oliver, Chief Economist and Head of Investment Strategy at AMP Capital. Shane, good morning. Thank you for taking the time.
Hi, Shane.
Good morning. I hope you're well. Thanks for having me.
Very well. Yeah. Okay, so yesterday the ECB and Fed, right, have hinted that interest rates will be staying low for an extended period of time. What is your take on this? And because the US indexes actually went even lower after this statement yesterday, right? How do you feel about this?
I must admit, I'm not particularly surprised. I mean, the central banks, the ECB, the Fed, they're still at a point where they've eased substantially, and they're waiting for that to bear fruit. And there's signs out there that economic activity will continue to recover and that vaccines will help in that process, but we're still waiting for that to happen. So that's why we've seen the Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, overnight come out and say that it's too early to be talking about tapering. In fact, this is the second time he said this. He said also said it 2 weeks ago. The time for doing that is still some time away. So the Fed still remains very dovish. It has a little bit of confidence that things will improve on the back of the vaccine, but basically it doesn't want to do anything until it sees a lot more progress towards full employment and it sees inflation at its target and likely to stay above target for a while, such that over time it averages around the target. So I think central banks continue to have their foot on the accelerator, and there was nothing overnight which contradicted that.
Yeah, I think the U.S. Central Bank kind of said that the growth, the recovery will not be as swift as what some people expected. But the U.S. indexes have actually had a massive recovery, right, since the big correction in March last year due to the pandemic. And now with new highs, I think many people have this question, which is how much higher can we see these equity prices go to? And are we at the start of a correction, especially with a lot of, you know, huge irrational behavior seen in speculative stocks?
Well, I reckon share markets are a little bit vulnerable here. We've seen good double-digit gains since Joe Biden was elected president in the US, and that was anticipation of more stimulus in the US. And we've also seen good news regarding vaccines, the anticipation that those vaccines would work in reducing coronavirus or at least reducing the severity of infections. And now we're waiting for the evidence to come through. We're waiting for that extra stimulus to come through in the US to get passed through Congress. We're waiting for clear signs that the vaccines are working and will work against the new mutations of coronavirus. And in the meantime, given all of that, share markets act in a lot of the good news for now, and they're vulnerable to a bit of a correction. In fact, there is a history of US shares rallying immediately after the new president is elected, and then going mm-hmm. through a bit of a correction in February, and then, of course, pushing on again to new highs in May. So I think that's what we're going to see here. Very hard to put a number on it as to how far shares will go down, but I think it will be fairly limited, 5-10%, something like that. Mm-hmm. And then the rally will resume, underpinned by good news regarding growth prospects and continued low interest rates.
Right. I think a couple of big names this week has released their earnings so far, and some of them has exceeded expectations. What are your take on those, and do you think these releases, what do you think they'll be the impact for the rest of the week for the other companies who are due to release their earnings? Do you think this will be a driver for indexes for the rest of the week?
It could be. The earnings season in the US is really ramping up now. So far, we've only seen about a quarter of companies report, S&P 500 companies report so far. So far, so good. About 80% of them have exceeded expectations. The norm is closer to 70%. So we've seen more than usual companies exceed expectations. The average beats has been about just over 20%. We've seen good revenue numbers. We've seen the earnings numbers generally getting revised up. So that, I think, augurs well for the rest of the reporting season and also for reporting seasons across Asia and Europe. And that, I think, will be a source of support. Typically, bull markets and shares, if you say, well, we had a bear market into March last year and then a new bull market started, the initial phase of the bull market is driven by share markets moving from being very cheap back towards fair value or sometimes expensive, and also supported by low interest rates and central bank liquidity. And then the second phase of the bull market is driven by stronger earnings growth, and I think that's where we are, where we're at the moment. We're waiting for that earnings growth to come through, and I think we will see that, providing we keep coronavirus under control. Well, in Singapore and Australia, we keep it under control, but in the rest of the world, we get it under control, and that depends on the vaccine, which I think ultimately will be successful.
Right. Okay, so just one last question on asset allocation, right? Because U.S. stock prices, even though they have corrected a bit, they are still at pretty much elevated levels. But recently, the market is getting, you know, very irrational, especially in stocks like GameStop and AMC. What would you advise the man on the street to, you know, do with his funds? Should we actually continue staying invested in the U.S. markets, or maybe shift some funds, our portfolio, to other regions of the world or even other asset classes?
My take on it is that every so often we go through a bit of uncertainty around the markets. You know, we've had flash crashes in the past. Now we've got the Reddit crowd picking on hedge funds. And that's just the nature of the market as it democratizes, as it becomes easier for investors to get in. The concern used to be about all these quant funds. And now, of course, it's about these day traders. But I think at the end of the day, the market fundamentals will still prevail. You know, the current reality was the share markets were due a bit of a correction, and maybe the volatility in stocks like GameStop and others may be a contributor to that. And it's quite possible that some of those hedge funds who'd shorted that stock now have to sell other winning positions, and that may have weighed on Facebook, for example. I mean, that adds to a little bit of uncertainty, but I don't think it will change the longer term returns out of the market. It may affect the day-to-day volatility, but I don't think it affects the longer term prospects for the market. So therefore, I wouldn't advocate exiting the US share market given those factors, those distortions. But what I would say is that if we are coming into a global recovery this year, which I think we will see, then that tends to benefit markets other than the US share market. The US share market doesn't have a lot of cyclical stocks. It has a lot of healthcare stocks and tech stocks. They benefited from the pandemic. If we start to get the pandemic under control, thanks to vaccines, then other share markets will benefit more. European shares, emerging markets will probably continue to do well. More cyclical markets, obviously the Australian share market, will feed into that as well. So that is an argument to lighten up on the US share market. The US share market's had a long period of outperformance. It benefited, if anything, from the pandemic, and now it's likely to take a bit of a backseat.
We've been speaking with Shane Oliver, Chief Economist and Head of Investment Strategy at AMP Capital, on The Bigger Picture. Shane, as always, thank you for your time. Take care and stay safe.
My pleasure. You too. Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.